Professor Allen, how do we know that Ganymede has a magnetic field? Was that from Voyager 2?
No, not Voyager. We know about the magnetic field thanks to a later spacecraft sent to Jupiter by NASA, Galileo. Yeah, good choice of name, right? Galileo was launched by the space shuttle in 1989 and reached Jupiter in 1995. The mission had a lot of problems, especially with the spacecraft's antenna, but it did a great job to get a lot of data about Jupiter and Jupiter's moons. The pictures of Jupiter's moons that I am showing you in today's slideshow were all taken by Galileo. So the spacecraft had a number of instruments, including, of course, a magnetometer, which can measure the presence and strength of a magnetic field. And indeed, when the spacecraft flew by Ganymede, a large increase in magnetic field strength was detected. Not only that, it found that Ganymede has what we call a magnetosphere, which means that its magnetic field is trapping and controlling charged particles. The Earth has a magnetosphere too, of course, and that becomes apparent when we see the aurora. So it's interesting to note that Ganymede also has an aurora, which was first observed by the Hubble Space Telescope.